If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16. After this week, I had to read this. I'll explain that here in a minute. Ezekiel chapter 16, I just want to read the first six verses. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. And say, Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, thy mother was a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these things, any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, When thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, When thou wast in thy blood, live. Now Ezekiel was given the word of the Lord, so he spoke the word of the Lord. And I remember the first time that Earl Cochran quoted this scripture to me. And I remember thinking, wow. I remember, seriously, I mean, whoa, that is good. Because I don't ever remember seeing that. Even though I know I'd read the book of Ezekiel at that time, I don't remember that scripture. When he said, And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, In thy blood live. And Earl said, This is what God does for his people. And this is what God does for his people. Each and every individual. Okay? Now I know the words are addressed to Jerusalem. And if you want to, we can go into it. You know, in Revelations 21, verse 12 says, And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, adorned as a bride, or as a bride adorned for her husband. Excuse me. And for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined unto his wife. They two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Jerusalem is a type of the church, of the bride of Christ. Okay, it is. But when Earl read this, I still said, wow. I like that. I can't help it. Ezekiel is speaking the word of the Lord as it comes to the impartation of life. This is about the quickening of a chosen person by God. By grace are you saved. I like that. Christ quickens whom he will. The Father quickens whom he will. The Holy Spirit quickens whom he will. When he will and where he will. And you can't tell whether he's coming from or where he's going. The person spoken of here is polluted in his or her own blood and is all alone. It doesn't matter if you're in a crowd or if you're by yourself. When regeneration comes, before regeneration, you're alone. And after regeneration, things are different. Things change. You change. And if you haven't noticed that change, if you haven't, you could use the word experience that change, something's not right. Because it does happen. Now, I'm not going to say you recognize the exact moment, because I don't. I know some people who do, and they may be exactly right. But I do notice, I did notice some changes in me when, after it happened. But anyhow, this person is alone, and there are no means mentioned in here at all, Walter. Not one. There's no mention of any prophet, any preacher, any deacon, or helper of any kind. This person was dead, and God said, live. Quickening or regeneration is the work of God alone. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. This is all done by the power of God. There's no mention of the gospel here, because the gospel is the power of God only to those who believe. And this is why I picked this scripture, because we... Darn, Walter got a letter the other day, and he wrote him a reply, and then he gave me the letter and said, if I wanted to, I could write him a reply too. And so I told Walter, he did give me his letter. I told him he was playing bad cop, so I was going to be good cop. But the whole thing come down to this fella. I don't know whether this fella saw our website or not, but somehow or the other he heard something. I'm assuming it's from our website, because I don't know of anybody in Colorado that would have CDs or tapes of us, although there could be. You never know about stuff. People move around. But he said that, you know, he thinks we agree on a lot of levels. But then he asked the question, and I don't know if it was a test or if this is what he believes, but, you know, I took it pretty much the way it asked, the way he said it. If I believed, or you believe, in the 5 points, that's a good thing. But what do you think about people who believe in the 5 points, but they also believe Arminians can be saved, or are saved? Arminians are saved. And Walter and I were discussing this on the phone. It said, well, is that point number 6 you got to know now? You have to know that people who believe the 5 points, because he said, now this is what it said, that we believe people who believe the 5 points, but they also believe Arminians are saved. We believe those people who believe those 5 points are lost. Some days I'm not so sure about myself, okay? I mean, and I can't go around pointing fingers at people saying you're saved, you're not saved. And if that's what I got to do in order for this guy to think I'm saved, he's in a world of trouble. Okay, because it's not going to happen. I don't believe an Arminian is saved. If you believe in free will, that you saved yourself, that you prayed a prayer and God answered you, and you, that's where you got your faith, as far as that part of it, if that's where you think your hope is coming from, okay, that's being an Arminian to me. And I do not believe an Arminian is saved. I believe Arminians can be saved. Okay? Now, do I believe there are people in our in Arminian churches that are saved? Oh yes, I certainly hope so. I was one. Okay, I was one. And Walter and I talked this out a bit. I wasn't an Arminian, but I was sitting there because I didn't know any better. I didn't have any place better to go. Because trust me, if I had, I probably would have been there. But we didn't find out about Earl Cochran till after the big blow up at Nature left one direction, I left another direction. We didn't even consult. We didn't go back. I didn't even call him or talk to him that week after, just to see if he went back to the church and everything blew over, because I didn't know what he did. I wasn't going to influence his decision. But I knew who saved me. It was a year or two before I knew what a point was. Okay? And the one who told me about the points was an Arminian.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that is appropriate because the one who brought up the 5 points of Calvinism was the Arminians. It was in, what, was it 1700s, 1600s, something, I don't know. The Synod of Dort, whatever the heck it is. Okay, but I don't know about that first 1,000 years before they had 5 points. What did you believe that other people believed then to cause you to think that they weren't saved? And, you know. Anyhow, that's why I went to this. Because that generally seems to be tied to the problem of what we call gospel regeneration. And it's akin to the primitive Baptist belief of talking about you have to be baptized by a Baptist preacher. He's been baptized by a Baptist preacher. He's been baptized by a Baptist preacher. You have to be under the sound of the complete and the complete gospel before you can be saved. And that's not so. Not in the least. God will save a man. God will regenerate you wherever He wants you to be when you're regenerated. And I was regenerated, I think, before my last trip to the Catholic Church, because when I left there, I never went back. I heard something that offended me. Anyhow, that's why I wanted to read this. There is no mention of the gospel here, for the gospel is the power of God only to those that believe. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is the gift of God. Lest any man should boast. Then after this life has been given, that's when conversion begins. And there is no conversion among the dead of any value. You can teach people stuff and they may learn it, but that doesn't help. I'm not speaking like this is a second work of grace or anything to that effect. I'm speaking of the divine work of God in every one of His children. Yeah. There is only one way of salvation. That's Old Testament and New. Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Life is given. Faith is a gift. Repentance is granted. And God's people are kept by the power of God through faith. This all begins for believers in experience when we are born of God, quickened by the Holy Spirit and made alive. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again to be here in this place. And Lord, we ask for your blessings. I ask that you'd give Walter the words that we need to hear from your word and apply them to our hearts as we leave this place and go out into this world, which we are not of, but we are in. And we ask you everything in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.